Gemachas. Don't worry.
Yud Gimel Shvat, Thursday the 9th of February, Rabbi Yitzchok Posen, Shiras Hayom Basimcha.
So, good morning, everyone. Normally, I speak in Hebrew. What can I do about it? I'll try to speak in English as much as I can. I'd like to speak about two nukudot, which is Nogei Elonu, which is has kesher with us every day. One is Indian, which is really Nogei to us, which is called Chesed. Another Indian is to say Shiras Hayom Besimcha. There's a shaila which is brought down in Chazal, which we Lemaisa say it every day. Nachisa b'chaslecho amzug olto. We say it every day in Shiras Hayom. We also say, also when we say Ezra Savaseinu, we say Vididim he'evarto. What is the pshat of the words Vididim he'evarto? And the second thing, when we say Nachisa b'chaslecho amzug olto, which chesed is over here? So I will start in the end, come to a certain point, then I'll go back to the beginning. It's straight in Yishalmi. Yishalmi brings down. First of all, I have to say thank you very much to Rav Dudi Itzkevich, which told me to come here. He's not here now. Thank him, and thank you also of being sitting here. It's written in Yishalmi brings down. Yishalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud brings down. Oma Kodesh Boruch Hu. HaKodesh Boruch Hu tells us, Bonai, Im Re'item, if you see the Schus Ovois, and Schus Imbois, Shenismoitetu, what does it mean, Shenismoitetu? If you see Schus Ovois and Imbois, which fall down, go and do Chesed with each other. L'chu v'idovku b'chesed. Why? Ki ha-horim yomushu v'agvois tumuteno. Ha-horim zeschus ovois. Ha-gvois zeschus imois. Mikam ve'eilech. The posik carries on saying, v'chaste me'itech lo yomush u'brish shloimi lo yisomot oma b'chachamech Hashem. If we see that the Schus Ovois and Imois are not with us, do Chesed. People which do Chesed, we all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them in the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them the whole time. Each family, each person alone knows which Chesed to do. It makes no difference what Chesed is done. Makes no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test us if the chesed is with advertisement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test us if the chesed is with big notes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us if we mean emet. If we are completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem takes his chesed, and Hashem takes the chesed and puts it upstairs. Yudua. It's known the story of the Chofetz Chaim, which is aleph-based for us. I don't want to talk about this Nukuda really, because I haven't got time. But if you do the story of the Chofetz Chaim, which says that once a person had children, and the children passed away at young age. So the Chofetz Chaim said, do chesed. The person said, which chesed shall I do? So the Chofetz Chaim says, is there a gemach which gives out money in this town, in your town? Person says, maybe, maybe yes, maybe no, I'll see. Bekitzu, the story goes, that's what is brought down, the same as Avas chesed. It's brought down over there, that the person used to give out money in those days, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 1 ruble, 2 rubles, 3 rubles, for, used to give it out, to give it back, and like halvor, to give out the money and get the money back on the time which the person which is it. After a certain time, people disturbed him 24 hours a day. And the person came back to the Chofetz Chaim and said, Rebbe, it's very hard for me to do this chesed. People disturb me the whole time. I don't have menuchas nefesh. I don't have time even to open up a sefer. The Chofetz Chaim said, your mitzvah is to do chesed. Vayi ayoyim, what does it mean vayi ayoyim? Came the day that the person decided, what's this? I can give the chesed over to someone else to do it. I'll be the menahel of the place, and I'll get someone to work in the office to take in the prepaid between 9 and 1 and 4 and 7 and lunch to lunch. The Chofetz Chaim says, no, you must do it. You mustn't give out the chesed to anyone. You have to do it alone. The story goes that the person, he decided he's better than the Chofetz Chaim. He gave over the chesed to someone. And that night, his young child passed away. He comes in the morning to the Chofetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, what is, which aveir did I do that the chesed, I was in charge of the chesed, I'm the menahel, I'm the administrator, what is that I gave over the chesed to someone else? The Chofetz Chaim says, around us is always din. There's always dinim around us. That's how it goes. Not every person in the world is 100% beseder. Sometimes we do ups and downs, which creates around us klipot, all kinds of things which are around us. In order to be mevatel all these dinim, a person has to do chesed. Once a person does chesed, the chesed is like on the scale, is mevatel the din. Bezeu, and I'll tell you a story, a different story, that I was once in the house of a Rav Shach, spoke to him a long time ago, and I came up the stairs to speak to him, everyone knows, but he lived on the third floor in the Chof Ravad. And I spoke to him in the little room, and I closed the door. So he said, open the door. I said, why? He said, people have to know when they come up the stairs. In those days, there was no lift in his house. Now they built a lift before he passed away, but in those days, there was no lift. If someone comes up the stairs to the third floor, someone sees the door open, he knows that I can talk to him. Nochon, it's right that he sees me talking to you, but if someone comes up the stairs, he sees the door open, then he'll wait outside. But if someone comes up the stairs and he sees the door closed, then he gets depressed and he goes back down again, even though you're inside. We have to know, Yadua kol hazman, we have to do chesed. Chesed is not measured how big the chesed is, if there's signpost. If anyone talks about it with a loudspeaker, between me and someone else is also chesed. But tznei aleches im Hashem alekecho. We have to do tznius, and no one has to know exactly what we do it and how we do it. And the raya of the story is of the Chofetz Chaim. That the Chofetz Chaim said, if you would have done chesed the whole time, once a person gives the chesed over to someone else, the other person doesn't do it exactly like the owner does it. The owner does it, people come knock on his door for this, for that, for anything, for diapers, for nappies, or for tablets at night, or for anything which the person does. He's the mother boss. He'll open the door 24 hours a day, even though it disturbs him. But if it's someone else which does the chesed, the other person will really put on the door that in lunchtime you don't knock on my door, and after 9 o'clock at night you don't knock on my door, and after 1 o'clock at night, zikha, you don't knock on my door. But if someone has to come to someone else for the chesed, he knows that he's in charge of the chesed. He can knock on his door 24 hours a day. We know have to, when we do chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Yitzchak Nigi Shami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us the whole time. And the raya of the Nekuda is from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, on the third day of his bris milah, we all know about the Parshas Vayero, he went looking for Orechim. Avraham Avinu, we should never know about it, that the person does an operation on the most hardest part of the body, where a person can't walk, bandage, and Avraham Avinu, the age of that age, he does, looking for visitors, age of 100, looking for visitors. Where is my visitors going to? Avraham Avinu, with his doors open on four sides, he looks to visitors. And I want to tell you a story, which a Yid once told me, which is Mamish Nogea to Chesed of this week's Parsha. Nachise b'chastacha mzuka olto, nehalte b'ozcha el neveko tshecha. Chesed, that we always have to do chesed, v'chesed, it makes no difference when, how big it is, between me and the pussycat is also chesed. With me and looking after, giving milk to anyone, or putting out crumbs. Some people, tomorrow afternoon, there's a minhag, or putting out crumbs in Parshas B'Shalach for the birds, that the birds should, some people cover it with a cover and open it Shabbos morning, because of Parshas Amon this week.
Shabbos, you're allowed to give it out?
Excuse me?
Shabbos, you're allowed to give it out?
Yeah. That, don't speak about Halach over here, but some people put it out in a bowl. I'll tell you what the Eitzah is, and they cover it up. And Shabbos morning, they take off the cover. That's what I once heard last year, and it's so. But each one does what his rabbi tells him. I'm not the rabbi. I'm a visitor. But say that.
And this was someone who steal the ball.
Someone might steal the ball. Yeah. But there's an Arab, so we're not cautious about
that.
Ah, because of the Arab. I understand. Everyone must be zoich in the mitzvah. Maybe some birds come at night, some birds come at day. I don't know. Each one a fi inyan shalom. Bekitzur, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, Ebon Metziyat Av Pei Dalet Omer Beis. So Avraham Avinu, we were zoicha to have 40 years mon in the desert, and Anane Akavot, and also Be'er Maim, Bishut what? Bishut Avraham Avinu did chesed. When did Avraham Avinu do chesed? When Avraham Avinu did chesed on the v'hu oimed aleihem tachat ze'eitz v'ayochelu, the malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu. When did the malachim come to visit Avraham Avinu? On the third day of Bris Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of the shell in order the visitors shouldn't come, and Avraham Avinu did chesed. The Gemara says, because Avraham Avinu did chesed on that day, on that hour, we were zoicha to have 40 years mon in the desert, and anane akavod, and also be'emaim. Is the question which we all ask, Avraham Avinu did chesed only then? Avraham Avinu all his life did chesed. It's written in Shevet Musa, being written in the Zohar Kadosh. Avraham Avinu it's a nefesh asher osir b'chon. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu where he went, he was machdis oyech. He told people the right way. It's written in Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. שבזכות that Avraham Avinu did chesed, בזכות שאברהם אבינו put people תחת כנפי השכינה, we never have a problem of getting water. There's a sort of written a passage in Yeshaya Novi, בזכות אברהם אבינו did chesed, he gave us talmaim. Talmaim means if someone is thirsty, you give him a cup of water. And the cup of water, lemaisa, the cup of water you give him is machaya him. Why do you say amachaya when people drink water and they're thirsty? Because it's machaya the person, it lifts up the person, it gives the person life. It's written in Medrash, to begin your Parshas Lech Lecha, shebizchutz the Avraham Avinu did chesed, we are zoicha always to get tal, maim milamala, tal b'meshech yimei chayenu, and also tal, לאוסד לובוי, before תחיס המסים, הקודש בורו will give tau to the bones in order to wake us up from where we are sleeping in תחיס המסים. So it's asked the question, אברהם אבינו, our question is, he only did chesed then. אברהם אבינו did chesed all his life. אברהם אבינו, and so ימינו, אברהם אבינו was alone in the world, so ימינו was alone, they didn't sit behind the houses, on the feet, on the deck chairs, reading a newspaper, and said, leave me alone, let me rest in peace. Avraham went from one place to the other place, bringing people, Taras, Kamvei Ashchino. So the answer is, the Avraham Avinu did chesed all his life. But that time, Avraham Avinu did chesed, Lemala Miderech HaTeva. What does it mean? Avraham Avinu is Potter. Avraham Avinu is Potter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't test us, but a person has an operation, suddenly this person gets a knock on the door and says, Rabid, maybe you give me something, could you have you advertise that you're in charge of a certain kind of gemach, maybe you have this certain kind of tool, like a hammer or a drill. They said, I'd like to give it to you, but this day I just come out of the hospital and you know it's very hard for me to walk. Avraham Avinu didn't say that. Avraham Avinu tamid kol hazman, even the day which he was potter of doing chesed, Avraham Avinu did chesed to the whole world. Bizchutz that Avraham Avinu did chesed to the whole world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the 40 years of food in the desert is bizchutz you. The 40 years of the Be'er and Anani HaKovet in the desert is bizchus the Messiah's nefesh, which you did to Malochim. It wasn't even Bnei Adam, it was even Malochim. And I once heard of a story of a Yid, we can understand it a bit. Number of years ago, a Yid told me, lives in Dimona. Dimona is south, is very, very south town, very after Be'er Sheva. And he told me, he had a little car, which is called Fiat Ono, a little car with four kids inside. And he went to Miron, Erev Lag Bo'imer. He went to Miron to take his child, which is called Shimon, to have Chalaka, have payers in Miron. He went to Erev Lag Bo'imer. Then there was no fast roads, nothing. And he didn't have air conditioning in his car either. He drove up Erev Lag Bo'imer and stayed there the whole night. In the morning, came back. As he came back to Dimona, he comes back, Motze, Lag Bo'imer, tired, sweaty, children are tired, children are moaning, Abba, Ima, each one wants their own bed. He just comes into his house, and he sat down, after he did Dammar Bitziba, makes no difference, he just sat down in his house, suddenly gets a knock on the door, Yaakov, I'm the neighbor from upstairs. I've got a problem with my air condition. The air condition doesn't work. Can you just come upstairs to me and just, maybe because you're an electrician, can you come upstairs and tell me how to fix it? So Yaakov tells the neighbor, Rav Shlomo, please be moichel me. I just come back from Miron. I was there the whole night with the children, and I did chalaka on the child. And I haven't got koich to lift up a screwdriver. Is Yaakov mchuyav to help the neighbor upstairs? Yes or no? He's completely, how do you say it in English? He's completely whacked out. He hasn't got koich to do nothing. He says, I'll help you to mow. The whole day I'll help you. I'll go on the ladder. I even daven there for you and your wife and your children and your daughters to get engaged. And I daven for this person. I daven for the whole building, for your whole family. But I haven't got koich to walk up the stairs and fix your air condition. Is the neighbor mechuyav to go upstairs? Yes or no? That's a shaila which is called lifnei mishurat hadin. None of us can answer this question, but maybe from Avraham Avinu we could see that a person does anything which is lifnei mishurat hadin. What does it mean lifnei mishurat hadin? Apidim and no mechuyav to do it. But if I do something lifnei mishurat hadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something to me, lifnei mishurat hadin. Because how a person goes on with a friend, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on with me. If I'm makpid, if I tell the person, listen, you knocked at my door, 9:01, and he's sitting on the door till 9 o'clock, no, I can't open the door because you knocked at my door, 9:01. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same thing. If this person will come to the bank, let's say the bank is open until 12 o'clock, and the person comes to the bank 12:01 with a check that he has to put into the account today, otherwise all the checks will bounce. The person will tell the bank manager, it's only 12:01. Why is so makbid? Why do you have to put me in this square? So the bank manager says, listen, who brings the rachmonis on the person to open the door for me? If I look at Yena, if I talk to the other person with chesed, with a smile, with a good spirit, kamayim aponim laponim, then the other person looks back at me also with the same way. But if I look at the person with a hard face and a stick and tells him, no, by me he goes 1, 2, 3 and not 1, 3, 2, then also the other person will also do the same thing to me. As we do to the other person, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us always. We always need chesed. We always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. No one is batuach. No one is, how do you say the word in English? No one knows 100% that his life will be like going on a red carpet. We always need help. If it's from the doctor, if it's from the neighbor upstairs, if it's inyan shiduchim, if it's of this, if it's of that. No one knows nothing what is going to be tomorrow, what's going to be in 5 minutes. But bizchutz that we do chesed to everyone, Hashem bevodah will do chesed to us. What is this nogea to Parshat HaShavua? What is this nogea? If Pinchas ben Yoeh is sitting in Yerushalmi, was learning, he came to his son-in-law. Who is his son-in-law? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. That's what's sitting in the Zohar Kadosh. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is learning in the desert, in the middle of the summer, and on top of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is birds. Birds are flying to make an umbrella. Comes along Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoeh, and he tells Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, you want me to sit with you and learn Torah? I'm asking to sit with you. There's no problem. But I never is Metzaeh a second person. I can't bring tzar to a human being. It makes a difference if the human being is a man or the human being of birds. Nachon, that you made a nest, that through your learning Torah, you have birds on top to guard you from the sun, but I can't learn with you, because for me it disturbs to tzar, to be mitzaeh, human beings. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai mentioned a certain name, and the birds flew off, and he mentioned something else. Suddenly came trees from the floor, and the trees had leaves, and they made into like an umbrella on top of them. Why? Who is Rabbi Pinchas bar Yochai? The Gemara says in Chulin, it's also Yerushalmi, which brings down Rabbi Pinchas bar Yochai came to the water. You wanted to go over the water to learn Torah. There's like a river, a canal. You wanted to go over and learn Torah. What the story goes, he mentioned a certain something, suddenly the water split, and he went over. Talmidim said, Rebbe, we can also go over. Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yoyes said, if you know 100% that you were never metza'eh, you were never made tzar, pain, to another yid, you can go through. But if once you disturbed someone else, once someone had tzar from you, or pain, or you laughed at someone, or you trod on his foot and you make a joke about him, you can't go over. What's the raya? The says in Posek, Mechisa b'chasta chamzuka olto. Hashem did chesed to us. B'schus ma? B'schus that it's written, V'didi ma'avato. When Am Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, they went through the Yam Suf b'simcha. What does b'simcha mean? They were very happy. And it's written in Zohar Kadosh, it's brought down in Arizal, that if someone says, Shiras Hayom Besimcha, we have Mechiles Avoinus. I was once in the shul, in America, in Borough Park, over Dom Segel. And there they dub a Netzach Hama over there, in Borough Park. And there they say Oz Yoshi, the whole Oilom every day sings Oz Yoshi. From Vayosha. Until the Vahoy Hashem and the Melech Kol Ha'oretz, every day, the minion is a little minion of 10 people, 12 people, not more, because people don't get up so early, and you all have to have nerves for that. They sing every day, Oz Yoshe, and it's brought down in Arizal, and it's brought down in Sforim, that whoever says Oz Yoshe Moshe Besimcha, we say it all day Besimcha, with happiness, we have Kaporas Avoidus. Why is Leila Pesach? I have another 2-3 minutes. Why is Leila Pesach? I have to finish Biduk 9 o'clock. Why is Leila Pesach? Why do we say, Kol Hamar Belesape, Bichitz Mitzrayim, Harizim Ushuboch? Why? Every day we say the same things. Avodam Yinu, Lefarab Mitzrayim, Visha Omdo, Emanishtano. We know about it the last 100 years. 1,000 years, every house has got his own minhogim of Pesach, how it goes. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so happy? Kol Hamar Belesape Yichitz Harizim Ushuboch. It's written in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Malachei HaShoreis round to each house and tells Malachei HaShoreis, let's listen how family Brody, how family Cohen, how family Levi, let's listen how they talk Yisitz Mitzrayim. Because when a person talks Be'in Yisitz Mitzrayim, he gets very, very emotional and he gets very happiness and he says Nishmas, Leila Pesach, and we say Rachamon, the end of Leila Seder of Malachei HaShoreis, which sits upstairs in Shemaim. Our Simcha of Pesach is Mashu. It's got no gear, it's got no kesher with the whole world. Pesach, one more minute. Pesach is a day, not like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, if someone eats, he's chayv koras. But it doesn't say that on Yom Kippur, you mustn't give food to anyone. I remember I was once in hospital on Yom Kippur, and someone asked me to feed him. I fed him, a young man, I had to feed him. It doesn't say, but Pesach, there's Pesach, you mustn't see bread, you have to burn bread, you have to make the fire, you have to be bevattled a bit. Why? Why is Pesach, if it's Chayv Koras, different than Yom HaKippur? What's the answer? Because Pesach, we were born. Pesach, it's written, Moledet Shelanu, it's Chag HaPesach. Every year, we come to Chag HaPesach, and we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are so happy with you, you took us out of Mitzrayim, we have Torah way, we go to work, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you together. We are united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did we get this Nekuda? Chag HaPesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us and bless us. We should always do chesed one with the other person. We should always help. We should be with Simcha. We should look at the other person. Be same upon him, your voice, with a smile that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. We are kind. to the other person. The other person will be kind to us. That's the whole generation. That's the whole Dor Shelanu. And we do chesed to everyone. Hashem will bless us. We gesund, nachas, und kinderlich. We should always do good and happiness. And Hashem should be merachem aleinu. And being Mashiach Tzidkenu, besimcha, we should be happy. Bezat Hashem, bimhero v'yomeinu omen.